FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite.
When I begin these radio programs, I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to talk about. But, of course, that's what we're told, is not to do too much preparing as to what you're going to say, but hope and pray that the Holy Spirit fill your mouth with His message and not your own. But, of course, we have to do a lot of studying. We have to be diligent in our effort to discover the Word of God, to understand what God wants us to say, to learn to listen to what God has for us to say. And that is really the crux. That's the complexity of the situation. We're constantly trying to figure out, is this God saying this to me, or am I deluded? Am I in error? Am I confused? Am I creating some sort of doctrine or dogma that is not in accordance with Christ, in accordance with our Father, according to His will, according to His wisdom? And we're always being challenged as to, are we doing it His way or our way? Frank Sinatra did it his way, but we're supposed to do it Christ's way. And the question is, are we doing that? Are we being a part of Christ's ministry? Well, you only know by His grace, and you only will find out in the doing. So many people believe that they believe in Jesus. They believe in God. But do they? They believe in an image of God which they have created in their own minds, which is idolatry in itself. Is that image correct, or is that image not correct? Well, in living life, in doing the tasks of everyday life, we come into confrontation with the truth not only that God has for us all, but the truth about ourselves and who we are and what we really believe. It is very easy to assume that we are moral individuals in good times. It is very easy to assume that we are moral individuals by going to the modern churches that tickle our ears and placate our conscience and soothe our questioning nature so that we don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to think about whether you're doing the will of God anymore. We will affirm to you that you are. You are good people. You are great people. You are wonderful people. You are nice people. You are loving people. You are saved people. Don't worry about anything else. We're only saved by Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Very easy statements to make, but what do they mean? The Bible tells us to judge them by their fruits, not by their proclamations. Not by their repetition, not by their whited outward appearance, but by their fruits. And what has the fruits of the modern church produced? They have produced an entire world in the bondage of Egypt, a greater bondage than even that of the Pharaoh, which was one-fifth of everything you earned. Even in countries as poor as the Dominican Republic, as soon as you get your cédula, your social security card, 25% of everything you earn must go to the payroll, to the government, automatically. That's the bondage of Egypt. In America, we started about that percentage. Unless, of course, you're lazy and don't want to work hard, and then we give you money. We encourage sloth. If you want to work hard and be diligent, the more you work and the harder you work and the more you earn, the more we will take from you at the point of a gun. We're not interested in charity in this government of the world. In the government of God, that's all we're interested in. But in the government of the world, we're not interested in charity. We're interested in forcing you to do what we want you to do. And the churches say, bow down to that government, because that's made by God. God never made any government like that whatsoever. Men make those governments. Cain makes those governments. Nimrod makes those governments. Pharaoh and Caesars make those governments. And they war against the ways of Christ, which are faith, hope, and charity. And you haven't seen anything yet. It is time to repent. The apostate church is everywhere. There's one on every corner preaching to you lies and deceptions. But sometimes that's because they have been lied to and deceived. And so we have to give them the benefit of the doubt and hope that those pastors and ministers repent and wake up and become like the ant and get diligent in their efforts to free the people from the bondage of covetousness. That's right. You are in bondage because you coveted your neighbor's goods through the agency of institutions created by your own hands, by the idolatry of bowing down and worshiping and praying to these institutions for your salvation. Someone said salvation is only by Christ. Well, at the time of Christ, at least at his birth, the savior of Rome was Octavius, who became Augustus Caesar. He was the Sater of Rome. The savior of Rome, Soteria in the Greek. The savior, the salvation of your nation was by your king. Except for Christ as king operated by faith, hope, and charity. No benefits by forced contributions in the church established by Jesus Christ. None. Absolutely none. Your taxes paid to the church established by Jesus Christ were voluntary taxes upon which you taxed yourself. That was the nature of his kingdom, of his way. If you owed 10 or 20% of your earnings to the government, there's phones ringing off the wall behind me, and somebody's not answering. System that Christ set up, that the people who collected your offerings would come and say, well, this is what we need. This is what you would owe. 10% of everything you earn would go to your ministers to sustain them. One minister for 10 families, that would work out pretty equal. That's the way it worked in the Old Testament. That's the way it worked in the New Testament. But if you couldn't pay, nobody stuck a gun in your head. You were free to tax yourself. I can only pay half. Okay, pay in full. That was the instructions given by the king. That's not the way Christians work today. The way Christians work today, they send out their ministers. If you cannot pay in full, we charge you more. We fine you. We imprison you because you're not paying. That's the way the governments of the world work, but we were told by Christ not to be like those governments. But the church comes to say, oh, no, Christ just brought a spiritual salvation. He didn't come in spirit and in truth, like the Bible says. My theology says he only came in spirit, so I get to go to the benefactors who exercise authority one over the other, even though Jesus said it wasn't to be that way with us, because he was just talking about church government. We can do anything we want the rest of the week. He's just talking about what we do on Sunday. Are you kidding? Are you blind? Are you a Christian imbecile? How come you can't see that he preached the gospel of the kingdom? How come you can't see he was talking about government? I mean, what's the Bible about? Is it about religion? Mentions religion only five times in the whole Bible. How many times does it mention government? How many times does it mention contracts? How many times does it mention application for benefits? You know, prayer. How many times? Thousands. Religion, five times. Shows up five times. What is religion? The only time it defines religion in the New Testament, it says it's how you take care of your widows and orphans and the needy of your society. How do you do that? You pray to the benefactors who exercise authority. All your ministers say, oh, you have a need. You have an actual need where I could actually be of service to you. Oh, well, I'm not in that business. I'm just here for your spiritual salvation. If you want any actual physical help, you got to go to the benefactors who exercise authority one over the other. Because I'm just here for your spiritual salvation. But don't forget to tithe. Don't forget to send me lots of money. And look at the churches that they send lots of money to. Oh, the wealthy churches with their big screen TVs and their sound systems. Oh, man, we can party now. We can sing up a storm. We can wave our hands. Jesus will really be happy about us waving our hands. That's the weightier matter in the modern church. How high you wave your hand, how loud you sing your song. That's the weightier matter in the modern church. But Jesus said the weightier matter was law, justice, mercy, and faith, which is a form of allegiance. Because he's talking about a government. Those are government terms. Church terms are like sing, wave your hands, praise Jesus, be happy, shake hands with the guy next to you. But actually do something of value, to be there for your neighbor, to be a part of the salvation of Christ that fed people with actual real bread. Oh, we can't do that. For shame. For shame, for shame. Here, down in Humboldt County, old guy sees a problem in government, takes it to the county commissioners. He knows them by a first name basis. He's been there before. He's complaining about a boys' camp, which is actually like a juvenile hall, where they send young men who have gotten into trouble with the law, and they make them work. That's good for them to work, right? Except they get paid by the county, by the state, and by the people they're working for. What do the kids get out of it? A couple of bucks and room and board. Called slave labor, folks. It's called child slave labor. It goes on all across the country, and there is big, big money in it. Big money. just the other day, Pennsylvania. Two judges, two of those black robe judges up there who are there for law, justice, and mercy in your church where you go and worship, those judges, in the course of a few years, I think it was about 3 years, they took over 2.3 or 2.6 million dollars in bribes to send children to their camps, forced labor camps, at maximum sentences for minor infractions in order to keep the camps full so they could supply labor that they made money off of and get rich. They had enough money that they were making at that camp, there's actually two of them associated with each other, to pay out over $2 million to the priests of your justice system. And those are the guys that got caught. How many more in your state is doing the same thing right now? Oh, I don't know. I've never heard anything about it. That's because you're not tending to the weightier matters of law, justice, and mercy, nor faith. You don't believe in Jesus. You believe in TV. You believe in watching entertainment. Even the emails we send out. I just sent out an email last night. If you didn't get it, you're not on the Kingdom News list, or the list is not working. In either case, I want to hear from you. If you're not on the Kingdom News list, get on it. If you're on it and you didn't get the newsletter last night, Pastors Meet, I think it was, Local Pastors Meet, was the title, let me know so we can make sure the system is working. If you're not on the network groups, the local network groups for Colorado, Michigan, California, Oregon, we actually have local contact network groups now in Africa, Europe, Asia, South America, and we will narrow those down as the numbers increase on those groups to include whatever areas you happen to live in. Because we know it's important. If you're going to tend to the weightier matters of law, justice, and mercy, you need to get together physically. Enough of this sending emails all the time, emails. If you really need physical help, I know, okay, all you guys are just saved spiritually. You just go off and you be saved spiritually. But Jesus was actually saving people in spirit and in truth with actual physical, real network of people who cared as much about your physical welfare as their own, as much about your spiritual welfare as their own, as much about as your mental health as their own. They cared whether you starved to death. Now, if you think you're only saved spiritually by Christ physically dying on the cross, and that's all that's important, then you just go off and be spiritually saved. Because when Jesus comes and says, you know, all you did was sit around and be spiritually saved, you didn't go out and actually care about law, justice, and mercy, the weightier matters, didn't you hear what I said, the weightier matters? He's going to be ticked at you, fella. And I don't think you're going to be saved spiritually or physically. And I don't think you deserve to be. I mean, he's going to say, get ye from me, ye worker of iniquity. You haven't done anything for me. It's all been about you. You go wave your hands in some other apostate church. who's been lulling the people into a sense of security while bringing them under the bondage of Egypt that God said never to go back to. What a mess you guys have made. You better wake up. You better start doing something about it. You better start becoming a part and seeking that kingdom of heaven. Don't call me up with your problem if you haven't joined a local network. If you join the local network, you take the problem to them because they can do something about it. I can't help you in Poughkeepsie. And except I can say, get on the group nearby and see what you can do for. Ask not what the kingdom of God can do for you. Ask rather what you can do for the kingdom of God. And if you really want to do something, join up with the local people in your area. Now, News with Views, my article came out, I guess, last night. I'm starting to get feedback on it already. The first part of a three-part series on do Christians have a right to self-defense. And I won't tell you much more about it other than the fact that it's up there on News with Views, and we'll probably post it on our own website. And you can read it there. It'll probably go out in a newsletter. And we've got some more things going. The reason we set up the international network is that we have a interview coming up on or by an international network, media network, that will eventually be aired. We have no idea how well they'll treat us or how badly, but like I told a couple of guys, no guts, no glory. The fact is, you got to get out there and let them have a chance to repent and seek first the kingdom of heaven. And we need to get out and wake people up. But we can't do it on our own. We can do it with God's help, and God will work through you to help us. If God puts it on your heart to help us in any way, to help the network grow by joining the network and participating, or whatever it is that you want to do to contribute to this work, then God has to put that on your heart. That's up to you. I work for Him. You just decide whether you want to work for Him too. And when you decide that, then you start doing it. Because it's not those who say, Lord, Lord, but those who doeth the will of the Father. Yeah, you won't earn salvation by doing. But if you're not doing, your faith is dead. Your spiritual salvation is dead. And you are a liar if you say you believe in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was a doer. That's right, He was a doer. If you're not a doer, if you're a guy that likes to be entertained by emails and sit around and talk, then you're probably not a Christian. And we ought to do that, you know. Like, you're probably a redneck, you know, or probably not a redneck. Well, probably not a Christian. If you want to go to church and feel good and wave your hands over your head and say, oh boy, Jesus loves me and I love Jesus, but you don't actually do anything, then you're probably not a Christian. And you're probably not saved. And you're probably under a strong delusion. Because if you don't have works, your faith is dead. And if you've returned to the bondage of Egypt, you need to see that and repent.
Years ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite. Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Back. Supposedly we're having some trouble with the phone, but I don't know what it is. It may be the individual who called up and said that we're having trouble with the phone. It may be his equipment, but anyway, this is a brand new phone. It was working last week and the week before, and we've got another radio show, I believe, coming up Sunday. I'll be a guest on Ultimate Remedy, so we hope this all works out, but maybe we'll have to get some equipment so we can actually monitor the broadcast as we're doing it. But anyway, the article on Do Christians Have a Right to Self-Defense has gone out on the net through News Reviews, and I'm getting a flood of emails in to responses from different people and different sources, and they all have different opinions. Most of them are very appreciative of the article and want to reprint the article. There's going to be some naysayers. We knew it was a controversial subject. You wouldn't even approach that subject unless you of self-defense and should Christians have a gun or a sword or any of those things. You know, heaven forbid that a Christian actually think about self-defense. Of course, a Christian cannot think about self-defense without thinking about defending others. It is absolutely essential that a Christian in his nature having the character of Christ, is going to think about defending others. And I wish I could read all these posts that are coming in, but we're also getting more people to sign up on the Kingdom News list. Another individual in Colorado. We had one last night. Interesting, Colorado is our group that on the network. Now, the Kingdom News list is not the network. That's just a newsletter. To get on the network, you have to actually join a local email group that's based upon geographical location. If you're in Colorado, you would join the Colorado group. If you were in California, you'll join the California group. And eventually, as those groups get larger and larger, you will find a Northern California group and a Southern California group or a San Francisco group or L.A. group. And we'll break those groups off and we'll dedicate a whole system to all these different groups. But what we do is on that group, once you join that group, you pick a personal contact minister. You find somebody in there that you think will be, who's also volunteering to do so, who would be a good personal contact minister to put you in contact with the rest of the network. Because you don't want to get emails from 1,000 people. Your email box would look like mine. You would have rows and rows and rows of emails coming in, day out. And fortunately, we have lots of filters that go through. You know, we actually are under attack constantly by, of course, spammers. That's considered a violent attack on you almost right away. But anyway, the point is that it's a network. So you get together with a small group of people and get to know each other on a local basis so you can actually make physical contact. You can call each other up. You can even go next door if you find out they are next door. And we have found a few people that, you know, were right around the corner from other people, and they never knew it till they got onto the network. And you're not going to know it till you get on the network. And when you get on the network, if you go looking around to find out who else is on the network just by looking at some big long list, you're not going to find that either. Because the only way you're going to find those people is that you actually seek them. You actually work at it. You actually say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I live in Poughkeepsie. And anybody else live in Poughkeepsie? Oh, well, I live right next door to that, or Fort Worth, or Dallas, or Houston. And then you go meet at a coffee shop with four or five other people, and you get to know each other, and you decide whether you want this guy to even know where you live or not. You work it out by working at it. Networks don't work unless you work at networks. That's the way it works. And if you don't work, you don't get to be a part. You can just go back and watch TV. Hey, no problem. Been good to know you. So long. If you don't want to participate, you don't have to. That's called freedom. You're at liberty. We don't mind if you come. We don't mind if you go. We don't mind if you sit right where you are and do absolutely nothing. You're free. We set you free. Go in peace. Now, what I was saying about Colorado is that all the groups that we started, except now the European groups and the Asian groups, they've just gotten started. They don't even know they exist, most of the people, though. But anyway, the people that are getting involved have, on every group, have picked at least one or more contact ministers to be on that group. Now, most of the people on the network have not picked a personal contact minister, and therefore they will not get a Living Network newsletter. They won't get those. Because until you participate, you don't get that. That's it. Too bad. So sad. And some of you who picked yourself, you're going to be kicked off the newsletter unless you pick a personal contact minister. That's the way it's going to be. I'm just absolutely ruthless dictator on this subject. That's my newsletter. I can send it to whoever I want. That's called freedom. That's not dictatorship. Dictatorship is when I make you send the newsletter. Okay. You're free to participate. You're free to not to participate. And I'm free to send you a newsletter, and I'm free to not send you a newsletter, and I'm not going to send you a newsletter unless you pick a personal contact minister. Nanny, nanny, poo-poo. Okay? Get with the program. Participate. Care about somebody else, participating is easy. If you don't care about anybody else, participating is such a pain. You have to actually do something. Oh, my gosh. Holy smokes. What is life coming to? You actually have to do something. So, anyway, but Colorado, we've got 30-some people on Colorado list. They haven't been able to pick a single personal contact minister. What is the deal? Don't they want to be a part of anything? I'm just shocked. I think it's just absolutely amazing. I mean, what is there, a vortex there or something? You know, I mean, just, you know, and Colorado's not by itself. I mean, that includes Nebraska. So you got all those people on there, and they can't pick a personal contact minister, not one single guy. Everybody on the network should pick somebody to be their personal contact minister. If unless everybody's picking themselves, you'd think you'd have two guys that pick the same guy. What is the problem? All they're going to do, as soon as you become a personal contact minister, you're put on another group, the C ministers group, contact ministers group. And then you get to converse with each other and work on projects. And then the personal contact ministers group can get together and they can pick a minister. This is called networking. This is the way it worked for thousands of years. I mean, back in the days of the Teutons, that's the way it worked. Back in the days of Israel, 10 men picked a man. He was their, they actually had singers. You know what the singers were? They were like minstrels. They were like the news guys, okay? A singer was a guy who went from place to place to let you know what other guys were doing. Because you could network in your own village and the village around you pretty easy. But how do you let the guys on the other side of the country know? Well, you'd sing these singers, send these singers. And they would go over and deliver the message. They would give, they were the heralds of the king. Oh, wait, there was no king. You were king. That's right, every one of you were king. Like in the book, Thy Kingdom Come, when I talk about the about 600 A.D., when the guy was trying to assert himself as a king over others. And every village around was sending guys to spank that guy's hand. And he sent out an emissary to stop because this huge army is coming towards them from everywhere. And they wanted to send out an emissary to negotiate with them. And the emissary came back and couldn't do it. He says, why? Couldn't you talk to their king? He says, no. He says, why not? He says, because they all say they are kings. There wasn't anybody to negotiate with. They were all freemen. And this guy was trying to say that, no, I'm a freer man than you. I have more rights than you. I have more liberties than you. I am more equal than you. And they came after him with a vengeance. And that's all there is to it. So, anyway, what are you going to do? You going to sit around and listen to the radio all day? Are you going to go read some emails? Or are you going to actually get involved? Because you're wasting your oil. You're being a foolish virgin if you're not getting involved and helping others in an organized fashion. I mean, organizing yourselves. I'm not organizing you. I'm just giving you the opportunity of organizing yourself. That's my gift. Now, you can organize yourselves, or you can sit around complaining, or you can watch more TV, or you can go down and have a beer, or whatever you want to do. But this country's in a lot of trouble. This world is in a lot of trouble. And if good men don't come together, now what is it? Was it Benjamin Franklin? If you don't hang together, you'll hang separately. Those principles still apply today. There is corruption everywhere. Local town, just there's not too many towns near here, but near here is always over 100 miles. But anyway, district attorney is running the drug racket in the town, along with the Mexican mafia. I mean, it's a multi-million dollar drug ring. And since the DA is a cocaine addict and his wife's a cocaine addict, they got free reign. The only way you get arrested is if you become competition for the existing drug cartel. I mean, I know people who can tell you where they meet to divide the drugs up. And they call the FBI. FBI comes into town. Everything is shut down. I know deputies who want to do something about it. They say, what can we do? I mean, there was one, I think it was a state trooper, if I remember right, was trying to do something about it, gather evidence. Ended up committing suicide with a bullet in the back of his head. I had never seen a guy shoot a bullet in the back of his head. Actually, it wasn't suicide. Eventually, they said, oh, there were two Hispanics who shot him. Thieves broke into his car and shot him. And they caught him, and they tried him. I think they caught one. The other one got away, but they caught one, and they tried him. But anyway, I know that he was taken down to a prison and put in prison in Texas. Why is that? Oh, well, you know, they're afraid that something might happen to him, you know, in local prisons because he killed a cop locally. So they put him in prison in Texas, right next to the Mexican border. Oh, did I tell you he escaped? Oh, yeah, he escaped. Somehow or other, he just escaped from prison. And he got across the border. Yeah, Jesus, shame. Wow. Cop's dead, trying to do something about the drug cartel in a nearby town here. But, heck, you know, TV works in town there, so don't expect anything to actually get done. You know, everybody goes to church, you know, and they sing their songs to Jesus, so don't expect anything to actually be done. Because they're all saved. Yeah, they're saved, yeah. So don't worry about them, they're all saved. They don't have to worry about the weightier matters of law, justice, mercy, and faith. Because they're all saved. Yeah. Don't worry about them. That goes on all the time. Up here, Prineville, judge steals the property of the guy next to him. Just files on it like it's his. Just files a deed. Says that's my property now. The guy comes and says, what do you mean? This is my property. It's always been my property. I have a deed. He says, no, it's my property now. Well, I'm taking you to court. Well, he takes him to court. Spends over $10,000 on attorneys or something to that effect, large amount of money. And what happens? Nothing. The judge just keeps appealing it. It doesn't cost him anything. But the other guy has to hire a lawyer to fight the court. So he finally just gives up. Judge gets the property. Never paid a dime for it. Just said, it's mine. So what are you going to do about it? Another lawyer up in town stole $1 million piece of property. Just planned it out, worked it out, so you get $1 million piece of property from some widow lady. She did some stupid things, you know. Listened to some people that she probably shouldn't have listened to. But there was nothing but injustice against her. Anyway, there's lots of problems in the world, and everybody seems to want to call here during the radio show. But anyway, the more and more emails are coming in on that article on News and Views. You can find it on News and Views because we don't have it up yet, just haven't had the time. But it's a three-part series. We'll put the rest up in the next weeks to come. And we'll let you know about the big interview that's coming up here with the international network that's coming all the way out here to ask us a few questions and do some filming. But the idea is that we're going to try to get this network off the ground, and we can't do it without your help. So you got to work at it. You got to become a participant. You got to start getting projects going in your local areas and meet other people. You have to get us on other radio shows, and we'll always remain loyal to First Amendment Radio because they were the first ones to give us a chance, but the more people hear about us, the more they'll hear about First Amendment Radio. So if you want to do something to wake people up, to see what's happening. You know, when I was working on wheat farms in North Dakota back in the late 60s, there was 5 or more year supply of wheat on those farms. That's what the reserve was in the United States. You haven't got 6 months reserve right now, according to some statistics. How many vegetables and fruits do you eat in the store every year come from outside of the United States? They're shutting water down in the San Joaquin Valley, the biggest producers in this country of fresh fruits and vegetables, and nuts especially, the biggest of nuts. And they're shutting it down. Local small farms everywhere in the United States have suffered setbacks. A lot of this is all traceable back to the Federal Reserve and the unfair just weights, the unjust weights and measures that you use as money. But that's crying over spilled milk. The point is that this country is on the brink of absolute, utter chaos and famine. And you're watching TV, and you're just sitting there listening on the radio, and you're not doing anything about it? Well, you better wake up. Because, I mean, you old folks, okay, you're old folks, what can you do? Well, you can save some of them young folks. I mean, if you're really like Christ, you're a person of self-sacrifice. You're a person willing to sacrifice yourself, your comfort, for others. If you're not willing to do that, then you don't know Christ. You flat out don't know Christ, and He doesn't know you. And you are a worker of iniquity, and you should be ashamed enough so, and I'm not tickling your ears here, that you actually start to repent and turn around. This nation would not be in this problem. This world would not be on the brink of destruction if you were actually believing in Christ. You don't. You guys don't even believe in Abraham. All you Muslims out there, you don't even believe in Abraham or Moses. You Jews, you don't believe in Moses. You don't believe in what Moses said. You have heavy progressive income tax in Israel, and the Jews in the United States and all over the world are all a part of that same system. That's usury. That's usury. That's muzzling the ox. Don't give me no Old Testament. Don't tell me that you're Orthodox Jew and still be a part of that. That isn't true. You don't believe in Moses. You don't love your neighbor as yourself. You covet your neighbor's goods to the agencies of the governments you create. You send men out every day to force your neighbor to contribute to your welfare. You're making the word of God to none effect. Don't give me that you believe in the Old Testament. You don't even keep the Ten Commandments. As a matter of policy. I mean, if you actually did what Moses said, you'd make a better Christian than most of the Christians. Because Moses and Jesus got along fine. If you were really a believer in Moses, you'd love Jesus. most Christians don't even love Jesus. They just love saying they love Jesus. It's a fraud. You're under a strong delusion. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Start doing something. Start participating in doing something for somebody other than yourself. If you're supposed to care about your neighbor as much as you care about yourself, if you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself, Moses said it, Jesus said it, so all Muslims and Jews should do it, as well as Christians. But they don't. They love themselves as themselves. They care about themselves more than they care about others. They want their benefits, and they don't care who or where the benefactors they elect get the money. As long as those benefits are there for them, they should be under tribute, the slothful sons of a guns. They should be in bondage. They deserve to be in bondage. So what are you going to do about it? Have you guys all signed on to the network while I've been sitting here talking? Did you all run in there and get into the network and say, hey, who's a contact minister? Who will be a contact? I'll be a contact minister on this group. Have you all done that? Or are you still sitting there listening to the radio? It's holychurch.info. Go up there to network. Pull down the menu and find a local group. Join it up. Get to know who's on the group. Start participating. Start being a part of that, seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You need to do that. You need to do it now. You need to repent. You need to find a better way. Because the unrighteous mammon is going to fail. Now, the righteous mammon is entrusting. So, we'll see you again next week on tomorrow.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.